Fixity of mind is true service to the Guru by Sadhu Natananda and Sri Kunjaswami. The devotee's goal is to render service to the Guru. Having come to Sri Bhagavan and taken refuge at his feet, what is the best manner in which to render true service to him? Certainly, looking after the Guru's physical necessities, maintaining cleanliness of the premises, providing services to his ashrama and devotees, etc., or indeed services worthy of emulation, and these actions are a source of grace to any devotee. However, are they the summum bonum of life at the feet of a jnani such as Sri Bhagavan? Sadhu Natananda, in his book Sri Ramana Darshanam, edited by David Godman and translated by Dr. Venkata Subramanian, relates Bhagavan's advice in this regard. Sri Kunjaswami also recalls Sri Bhagavan's Upadesa on this subject. Sadhu Natananda: some of the devotees coming to the ashram from far off places to spend their holidays had a tendency to engage in ashram service. They were always directing their attention towards various activities. They would seize even the smallest opportunity to immerse themselves in activities throughout the day, as if they had surrendered their possessions, body and spirit, to them. They felt satisfied that such service would alone be sufficient for their salvation. Whenever Bhagavan happened to notice their attitude, he would refer to them by saying, "In the name of service to the Guru, they should not waste their time in activities and become disappointed later. Such people will have cause to regret their ignorance in their last days. One should not forget, even for a moment, the aim of satsang." Having the belief that residence in the ashram will make self-realization, which is most difficult to achieve in other places, easy to attain, one should always remain intent upon the realization of one's true nature. There is no meaning in people who are not interested in that self-realization, taking this place to be a special place. The spiritual service that devotees render to themselves by exerting themselves on the spiritual path for the attainment of their goal, that alone is sacred service to the Guru. If attention is directed inwards, activities will go on of their own accord. Through these words, Sri Bhagavan made it clear that he cannot be pleased by anything other than a stilling of the mind. The real benefit of coming to him was the subsidence of the mind. Because of this, he would exhort devotees to try to attend to the self all the time. Some of the permanent residents of the ashram would make themselves responsible for ashram activities, and without realizing their own defects, would then complain that they had no time for meditation. Referring to those seeking cessation of activities, Bhagavan would remark humorously, "Is it that you have no time for meditation? Or is it that you are unable to remain quiet? If you can remain quiet, go ahead and do so. You will then see how all the ashram activities go on naturally of their own accord. If you do this, you will be astonished to discover that the help you receive for your own tapas will be more than the help you are rendering for other people's tapas. In this way, Bhagavan would point out in a dignified manner their immaturity whenever the occasion arose. Reforming the mind is true service. A gentleman from the West was once sweeping up the leaf plates that were lying outside the ashram dining room. Bhagavan, who happened to come there at that time, asked the devotee what his aim was in undertaking that act. The devotee replied, "Since my arrival at the ashram until today, I have not had any opportunity to render any service to the ashram, thinking that I may get redeemed by performing at least this humble act, which no one else has performed. I decided to do this." Looking at him with compassion, Bhagavan told him, "Is sweeping the used leaf plates the means to get salvation? Is it to perform this tapas that you have come here all the way from abroad? Go, go. Enough of doing this kind of service. Go inside. Sit to one side. Turn your mind inward and find out he who wants to be redeemed. The service of purifying your heart is alone the highest service. That alone can truly redeem you." In this way, Bhagavan explained the truth of tapas to him. The ancient scriptures proclaim that those who have served a Jivan Mukta or deemed to have fulfilled all the vows to please Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu and have made their birth blessed, Kaivalya Navanita, "O Supreme, if you make me fit to serve your devotees, the state of bliss will automatically be attained by me." Tayumanavar. When such statements extol service to the sages, what is the meaning of Bhagavan's remarks that imply that the time spent in service is wasted? Service rendered with devotion to sages is also performed with an eye on the result. Its purpose is salvation, which can be obtained by the gracious looks of the Guru. However, the grace of the Guru is earned by inner tapas and not by services rendered outside. Only worshipping the self is worshipping the Guru. Service to the Guru in a form of reflecting on one's true nature can be performed at all places and at all times. All one needs for this service is earnestness and devotion. It is true that self-knowledge, which cannot be obtained elsewhere, even through great effort, can be won in a trice in the divine presence of the Sadguru, either through a look or through a word. A devotee who performs great tapas to obtain a boon from his chosen form of God loses the fruit of his tapas if, through forgetfulness, he omits to ask for it when the deity appears. Similarly, if a devotee has been fortunate enough to come to the divine presence of a Sadguru who unites the devotee with Brahman, he would waste his precious chance if he fails to make use of this rare opportunity to obtain eternal life. Therefore, even when the limbs of the body are engaged in service, the mind must be naturally rooted in the self. This, in truth, is what Bhagavan was indicating in his remarks. Some may ask whether it is not good to engage in the service of the Guru with a one-pointed mind, at least for some time, in order to purify the mind. However, even to engage in such service requires fitness. That is why Tai Manavar and others pray to the Lord to make them fit to serve His devotees. Kunji Swami, it is inevitable, I suppose, that in an ashram, some people will end up quarreling with others. It is also inevitable that outsiders will find some pretext to quarrel with the ashram. Sri Bhagavan taught us all to stay away from disputes that were none of our business, and in particular, to avoid taking an interest in matters that were solely the concern of the ashram management. Once, for example, some awkward problems concerning the ashram management cropped up. Without being directly concerned, I was worried about them, as I felt that failure to solve them satisfactorily would impair the good name of the ashram. One day, two or three devotees went to Sri Bhagavan and put some of these problems before him. I happened to enter the hall while they were talking about them, and he immediately turned to me and asked me why I had come in at this time and why I was interesting myself in such matters. I did not grasp the meaning of the question. So Sri Bhagavan explained that a person should occupy himself only with that purpose for which he had originally come to the ashram. He asked me what my original purpose had been. To receive Sri Bhagavan's grace, I replied. Then occupy yourself with that alone, he said. After a pause, he continued by asking me whether I had any interest in matters concerning the ashram management. When I first arrived, I told him that I had not. Then he said, concentrate on the original purpose of your coming here.